We are learning Mesechtes Yevamos, Daf Ayin Zayin Omad Aleph, and we are beginning in middle of a Maisa on Daf Ayin Vav Omad Beis on the bottom. We had here David HaMelech was going to fight Goliath, and Shaul asks his general, who is this David? And to bring the Gemara, the question was, what's his Yichus? And Doyeg Adoyim said, forget about his Yichus, if it's Peretz or Zorach. Anyway, he's comes from Amoyavia, from Rosh Amoyavia. He's asked to come to the Kahal. He's asked to marry into the Kahal. And he can't marry your daughter, because Shaul said, whoever kills Goliath is going to marry his daughter. He said, anyway, he can't marry. He can't marry into the Kahal. So Avner said, what do you mean? I'm mighty b'lay Amoynis. So Doyeg Adoyim had a kasha on that. So say, Mitzri b'lay Mitzris. So then he tried, Ashulay Kidmo Eschem B'lechem Amayim. And it's not a derech of a isha to go out and serve food to the Eden. So that they asked back, what do you mean? Let the ladies serve the ladies and men serve the ladies. Well, Samara says, they talk to know. That's what's called Elam, Misalma Alocha. So he says, go save Vishal on the bottom line here, on Bava Beis, Shaul HaMelech tells the Olam, save Vishal Beis HaMerish, go ask in the Beis HaMerish what the Alocha is. Shaul, they went and asked, Amrulay, they answered, Amoyni Yivalei Amoyni, Smeavalei Amoyavis. So in Bezdin they said, Taka, the halacha is that dafka amoini, dafka zacha, dafka male of the amoini nation also, and not female. Same thing by Mayavi. Amulu Doyekani Kushjah. So Doyek asked in Bezdin all the kashas. Ishtiku, they were stumped. Boyulach, Ruzi Allaha. They wanted to be machriz on David HaMelech, that is also love of Bakal. Miyad, all of a sudden, Ba'amosa ben Ish, Ushmo Yisra Israeli, Ashabah, Vigar Bas Nachash. In came this Yisra HaYisraeli. It says in the pasuk, who is Ish Yisra HaYisraeli? There was a person, Amasa, who was the son of Yisra HaYisraeli, who was married to Avigail Bas Nachash. Nachash is Yishai. He's called Nachash. Why? Because Meis Be'etiyosh HaNachash. The only reason why he died is because there was a gzera that everyone should die by the story of the Eitz Hadas with the Nachash. But really, he didn't do any Averis. So Yishai is called Nachash. Avigail was the daughter of Nachash. Avigail was David HaMelech's sister. And Yisra HaYisraeli married her. And it says, Yisra HaYisraeli, that all of a sudden, that's a cause him. Another pasuk calls him something else. V'chsiv, Yisra Shmeili, a different pasuk, calls him, it says, V'avigail yolda es hamasa, V'avi hamasa Yisra Shmeili. So the question is, we call him Yisra HaYisraeli or Yisra Shmeili? Omar Rav Malameh, this person Yisra came and he told everyone about this Kabbalah that he has, that Amoini B'lei Amoinis. What? Amos is not a gay who Amos is. He's a general who was in the time of David HaMelech. But that's not really what's the gay to us. What's the gay to us is that there's someone Yisra HaYisraeli, who we call him sometimes Yisra HaYishmaeli. And he was the one who came and told everyone that he has a Kabbalah that Amoini B'lei Amoinis, and Amoav B'lei Amoavis. But the problem is, why do you call him Yisraeli or Yishmaeli? What's his name? Omar Rav Amalamed, Shechigar Chabri Kishmal, he was armed with a sword like a Yishmael. Omar, Kol Mi She'en Shemei Halacha Zu, anyone who's listening to this Halacha, Yidakir B'cherev, I'll kill them with a knife, with a sword. Kach Mekavlani Beis Dinah Shal Shmuel, I'll see, this is the Kabbalah I have from the Bezdin of Shmuel, Amoini B'lei Amoinis, that the old Isser Amoini Ma'avi from that nation is only for the Zcharim and not for the Mekavis. Freitig Amar Rabbi Mehem, is he believed? Amar Abba, Amar Rav, Kol Talmud Chacham Shemar Halacha Ba. If it's Talmud Chacham, we've saying the Halacha for years. So Im Kaidem Maisa Amra, if he said it before any Maisa happened, Shemalai, listen. Vim Lav, but if it's after the Maisa, ain't Shemalai. You don't listen to him. And Taisa speaks out that Dafka over here, you don't listen to him. You know why? Because he himself is the Gev Dava. Who did he marry? He married Avigail Bas Nachash. She married Yishai's daughter. And that's the same problem with Mayavi, because Rusam Mayaviya was the grandmother of Yishai. So he was a Degei of Adavah. So therefore, he's not Neman. So has he, all of a sudden now he's saying his thing, he's not Neman. So he's Mashani Acha, there's Shmuel Bezdina Kayim. That here is different, because here Shmuel Bezdina was still around. And you go ask them. So it's a milsa davida legluye. It's something you could find out. They're not going to lie. He said he had a Kabbalah from Bezdin. And they could go to that Bezdin. They believed him. So once they went to that Bezdin, more than say what the answer to the question is. Once that Bezdin said it, that Shmuel of his Bezdin was a Kabbalah, Ish Upiish, from he's one of the Shalshalas Hamasarik, one of the Shalshalas Hamasarik. Therefore, he had a Kabbalah already from Sinai. This is the facts. That's Ma'avi, Blei Ma'avis. So Gemara asks, I'm coming kasha. Yeah, my sister Dorigadam is kasha. So Gemara answers, Hacha Tirgumum. Here the answer called, in Babel, the answer called Kvoida Vasmelach Prima. That even Noshim to Noshim is not proper. It's not the derech for a woman to go out to bring food out into the midbar. Because called Kvoida Vasmelach Prima, the place of a Vasmelach is in the house. Marava in their shul, they bring a different pasuk. Marava Amri Vitame Rav Yitzchak Makra. It says when the Malachim came to visit Avram Avinu, he said, where is Sarah? And they said, no, she's Ba'al. Because that's the Makam of Isha. That's the Torah teaching us that the place of Isha is in the oil. And therefore, it's not a derech for them to go out. So therefore, it's not a taina, and therefore makes sense. That's Ma'avi, Loi Ma'avis, Amoini, Veloi Amoinis. Akaponim, that's what came out. That's how Dovid HaMelech got Hitaka. That killed Goliath, and he tried to marry Shaul's daughter, and he could marry. Taka did marry Shaul's daughter, and that's the whole Mice and Shmuel, Ayin Sham. Zot the Gemara, Kitanoi. So Mechalikas Tanoim. What exactly is the drasha Taka that ladies are a lady Amoinia, and the cave of Amoinia or Ma'avis is Mut Tanoi. Amoinia v'le Amoinis, Ma'avle Ma'avis. The Rebbe Yudah Darshins Amoinia v'le Amoinis, Ma'avle Ma'avis. Rav Shimon Eimel, Dvar Shal Kid Moes Kom Lechem Mayim, Darko Shal Shakadim, Ein Darko Shal Isha Lekadim. Are you going to ask me on the first drasha, with more ask the kasha on that drasha? That mitzvah, should say mitzvah lay mitzvah then. So Taisus asks his kasha, Taisus the mouth of Ketanoi. He says, Taisus says, from time of Rav Yehuda, Tikshi lay mitzvah lay mitzvah. Back to that kasha. Well, how do you make his drasha? So Vayim Ariz, Taisus, the reading Taisus says, the Gavi Amoini Ma'avi, Hele Lekatzer, Lichtoiv Amoini Moyav. Why did it say Amoini? And that teaches us below Amoinis. Mashenkin by Mitzri, it's Mitzri is shorter than the Mitzrayim. So therefore, it's not a diak. Mitzri below Mitzris, it's not a diak because it's even shorter. And therefore, that's not a diak. Zok to Gemara Vaita. Doros Rava, Ma'idich Siv, what's behind the pasuk? It says, Pitachta Lemaiseroi. Dovid HaMelech says, in Ma'oshev Lashem, he thanks Hashem, Pitachta Lemaiseroi. You opened up my bounds, my ropes. The two ropes that were on me, on my family, pitach, have you opened up? Rus ha-moyavia, v'na'amo ha-moynis. Rus ha-moyavia was Dovid HaMelech's great-grandmother. And na'amo ha-moynis was the mother of Rechavam, Melech Yehuda. In the order of the Melech Yehuda was David, Shloima, Rechavam. So Rechavam, who was part of Shalshalas HaMelucha, came from Na'amo, who was from Amoin. Who was from na'amo ha-moynis. So David HaMelech said, my family was zaycha to two pitach l'maseira, two moistures, two not.
The same new
rule, but it's right, yeah, he was thinking, it could be new balance, but I don't know what he said, the Pasuk Ma'oshev, the parish of Ma'oshev, when they say, maybe he said it afterwards. But upon him, he was saying, pitach l'maseira, that we were zaycha, that Hashem opened up the ropes of Rus HaMaviyah, Nama HaMoynes. Dorash Rava, Ma'idach said, what's behind the Pasuk of Tehillim that says, Rabbis Asisa to Hashem Alekai, Hashem did a lot of things for us. The Fleisecha, Machshecha, Eleinu. It says to us. Who's to us? Elaylu, Namar Eleinu. Melame, Shei Rechavim, Yoishiv Chekesh Odav. Rechavim sitting on Dovid HaMelech's lap. So you see, they were around the same time. Omaloi, Alayva Alecha, Namar Shtei Mekrayi Selalu. These two psukim were set on us. Which two psukim? So the Marshal says the two psukim are Amoini V'loi Amoinis and Me'av V'me'avis. But the Masha asked, that's not a derech to have two psukim, that's called two psukim, it's one pasuk. So Yavaya Amoini Ma'avi B'Kal Hashem, not two psukim. So he said, the two psukim are, Amoini B'Lay Amoini Ma'avi B'Avis is one, and the other pasuk is Advar Shalai Kidmu Eschem B'Lechem Mayim, that's two psukim. So if you're sitting on our lap, we think, thank you to Hashem, the Nefloy Yisecha, or Machshu Yisecha Eleinu, there's two psukim that help us out. Dorash Rava, Ma'idich Siv, what's behind the pasuk that says, also a pasuk in Tehillim, Oz Amarti, Hini Basiv Megillah Sefer Kosov Alai. That in the Torah it says about me already. Omer David, Ani Amarti, I used to say Atabasi, that, you know, my Malchus just, you know, happened now. Lo Yadati, I didn't know, Shem Megillah Sefer Kosov Alai. It already was said already in the Torah. We always said in the Torah about David HaMelech's Malchus. Because Hosam Ksiv, it says by the B'nai Sloit, it says Hanim Tzois. And Hacha Ksiv, here in Tillim, it says, Matzosi David Avdi B'shemin Kachi Meshachtiv. So you see, in the Mitzois, Matzosi is Xer Shavaza. And there was really a remez in the Torah for the Malchus based David. Ah, you're going to tell me the pasuk with Tosu David, David himself said that pasuk. Tosu says, "Afish David asked me Amru Ruach Kayish Amru." So, like upon him, the word Nimtzois already had a mekar in the Torah that it means that David HaMelech will be the king, like it says in the pasuk with Tosu David Avdi B'Shem Mekach Meshachta. Because the word Nimtzois refers to Malchus Beis David. How do you know? Because there's a pasuk that says about Malchus Beis David, Matzasi David Avdi B'Shem Kach B'Shachter. See, that Matzasi means David's Malchus. And it says by Benois Loit HaNimtzois. Who came out of Benois Loit? David HaMelech. So you see, Benois Loit, we're going to give birth to Nimtzois, who is David HaMelech. Ad kan, the sugya of David HaMelech, with Amoini V'Lai Amoinis, now, and we go back to the halachas of different halachas of the ger amoini marrying into Klal Yisrael. Amu ulam Rav Yechanan, bas ger amoini kashera lekehuna. Now a ger amoini is not allowed to marry a bas Yisrael, but a ger amoini could marry a geris. That's fine. So right now we're thinking the case was two gerim married each other. A ger amoini married a geris. Everything is fine. No esurim happened. What's the halacha of the child? Is the child mutter lekahuna or not? The halacha is that there's a machlokes really. If bas gerim is mutter to kahuna. So here he says halacha that bas ger amoini kasher lekahuna. Omle rabba ba'ula ula. Omle rabba ba'ula ula. Come on. We have three machlokes in Maseches Kedushin. What's the halacha of children of gerim to kohen? We had mentioned this before earlier on in the Masechta. Ikra Rabbi Yehuda, ha'ama bas ger zachar, ke bas chal zachar. Rabbi Yehuda holds the Masechta's Kedushin that a bas ger zachar is ke bas chal zachar, which means a daughter of a ger is a chal. So it's not kasha lakuna. Ikra Rabbi Yosi, it's like Rabbi Yosi, pshita, ama af ger shenosu ger is bitek sher lakuna. Rabbi Yosi holds that the halacha is that it's mutter. So what would be the difference because he's an amma, and so what? He's a ger, he didn't do an iser. The children, and I'm talking about a daughter, I've had a son married from this is also because he's an amoini, but a daughter is mutter. So what's the problem? A daughter married from a ger amoini to a geris, what's the problem? The daughter's mutter. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, it's also anyway, forget about the amoini part. And if it's Rabbi Yehuda, what should be the problem?
What's the
pshita?
What? What's the pshita? A regular ger is mutter to Yisrael.
And Gareth Mudishoya.
Yeah. I'm on Gareth, not
what the Rabbi, here it's a bitai. Bitai, it's possible.
What's the pshita then?
You're
saying that
they're my Gareth and Gareth. Right. No. Amoinis is pashut right now. We have the Mishnah. I'm saying Amoinis is pashut. So it's pashut. Amoinis is pashut. He said kashal kuna. He didn't say kashal to the Klai Yisrael. Kashal kuna. It sounded like that was up as a chiddush. What's the chiddush of kashal kuna? He's saying like this. If it's going to Rabbi Yehuda, it's takla ashal kuna. If it's Rabbi Yosi, he says pashut. So who's it going like? Let me say lach Rabbi Yosi. What's a zalach? That's the question. Obviously, he's going to Rabbi Yosi. So then, what's the chiddush? So Gemara says, "Zechitem, you tell me chiddush like this." Bahanach the ruin love of a kal. Maybe Rabbi Yosi only is matir by those type of gerim who are ruin love of a kal. Avahai, they ain't ruin love of a kal. Maybe fear Rabbi Yosi, even though he says that the daughter of gerim is mutter to kohen, takuna, mutter to kohen. But maybe if she comes from a marriage that has a amoini in it, it's also. Manole, well, like, what's Manole? How would you know that? Like, you'd have to tell me that's kosher. Like, how would you know? Why do you think it's apostle? So Gemara says, no, maybe you would think Yalf b'kayin gadol ba'amana, Lurev b'kayin gadol ba'amana, k'kayin gadol ba'amana. The child is apostle kuna. So here also the child apostle kuna. What are you talking about? My k'kayin gadol ba'amana is going to be also b'avera. K'kayin gadol ta'amana is avera between the k'kayin gadol ba'amana. So the Gemara says, no, Aveira doesn't always produce the child as Asla Kuna, because Chalal Yichyach. A Chalal is, if a Chalal marries someone, it's not Asla to marry a Chalal, but a Chalal is not to marry a Kehenes, it's not to marry a Yisrael, Elis, and there the child is possible. So you see, it's not Daf Toin Aveira. So learn that from there. No, it's a Malach Chalal, Shkein Tziras by Aveira. By Chalal, at least there, Yitziras by Aveira. The Chalal himself was created by Aveira. So the Gemara, Kain Gadol Yichyach. Go back to Kohen Gadol. We're here. There, he was not created by Avera, but the day of Taina be also by Avera. Because Adin, Loi Razek Razek, they both don't have the same Chisaron, but Loi Razek Razek, each one has different Chisaron, and still Atzar Shavus Behem, Shein Abroiv Kal. These both the Chol and Kohen Gadol Ba'amana are not Abroiv Kal because they all have a Tzad Pogum. By Kohen Gadol, it's be also by Avera. By Chol, it's Yitzirasa by Avera, and ubita psula afkan she'ev rev kal. He also the Amoin himself cannot marry rev kal ubita psula. So maybe we'll make zera shava. That'll be the havimina. Zogti or no malatzal shavas from zera shavas aveira. Both those cases can go to amano and a chol have a tzal aveira. Mashaken a Amoin geres marries a geres. There's no tzal aveira whatsoever. So what? Why should the kid be pasul kuno? And akhe kach. Rashi says, "Oh, pshita shakshera." It's still share again. That's pashut. The halachas of Reuven is pashut. It's pashut kashal kuna. Why is it pashut kashal kuna? Because there's no tzara shava over here. There's no mahat tzat learn out because mahat tzara shava. They both have a milah. So tomorrow you're right. You're right. If a ger amoni marries a geyeris, there's no shaila about it. It's kashal kuna. But here we're talking about a different case. We're talking about avera here, Taka. Rabbi Yechon's case, we're talking about avera. Dilma ba'amayni, I think we take the word vaday. Yeah, Dilma ba'amayni, shenosa bas Yisrael ka'amris. Rabbi Yechon is saying halacha, amayni the married bas Yisrael. Amayni is not married bas Yisrael. What's the halacha of the child? Remember, amayni marries bas Yisrael. All it is a chiyav asa, all, but it is a chiyav lav. That's what it is. Usually from a chiyav lav, the child's not apostle, not a halal, it's not a mamzer. So what's the halacha if amayni, a ger amayni, marries a Yisraelis, which is an Isser, there, Kumt Rabbi Yechon says, the kid is kosher l'kahuna. But I'm only sure it's about Karmis, I've got to be also a very bitik sheira, the child's kosher l'kahuna. So maybe that's what Rabbi Yechon is saying. I'm like, yes, that's exactly what Rabbi Yechon is saying. That is, remember to say that dvar. Rabbi Yechon said, I remember, Rabbi Ba'ula asked Ula, what's going on here? And then he says back, maybe we're talking about a case of Amoini no Sebastian. And he says, yeah, that's very good. Because I have another Rabbi Yechon says first like that, that even though it's Biyasa Ba'aveiru, which means that Amon, Ger Amon married the Israelis, which is Aser, the child's Kashal Kuna. He learns that from a Pasuk. I'm like, in, Chiyasa Rav Nam Rabbi Yechon on Bas Ger Amoini, or Bas Mitzri Sheni. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Ksheira, Mitzri Sheni is a case where the Mitzri Sheni married Israelis. Now, Mitzri Sheni is now a married Israelis. So if it would be a mitzri rishon, so anyway the child, even the girls are also good, it's a mitzri sheni. But here it should be a shlishi, it should be mutter. But the halacha is, it's pasul lakuna, because since the mitzri sheni did it, it is pasul lakuna. But Rabbi Yechon says, no, it's kashul lakuna. So it's amayin and a mitzri sheni, the merit kashul lakuna. Bas ger amayini, ubas mitzri sheni, even though it's an isser, Rabbi Yechon makshayra. Shalkosham apsula. Shalkosham is pasul lakuna. Shalkosham apsula, the aflam akayin gadol ba'amana. Just like Kangal Bamana is Biyasa Bavera and Charles Paslakuna, here also, Charles Paslakuna. Rabbi Yechon is learning from a Pasuk, not like Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon, the Tani is a Brisa. Tani Rav Zakoi Kamei Rabbi Yechon says in the Pasuk regarding the Kohen Gadol, Ki'im Besulam Ma'amov Yikach Isha. And we learn out from here, Lahavi Giyaris Mikana Shikshera Lakuna. Someone said a brayza in front of Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Zakai, said a brayza in front of Rabbi Yechonon that says in the pasuk kim sul ma'amav yigach isha kim sul ma'amav and we darshin lahavi giyeris mekana shikshera lekuna, which means only according to this Tana, the only giyeris that's mutter tekuna is if it's a mutter digger marriage. For example, a ger amayni that married another geiris, but a ger amayni married a bas yisrael, which is not mekano, which means not from the same place, not from the same yisoid. Then the halacha is she's pasul. That's what Tana Kama said. Amalei and Rav Yechon says back. That's what Tana Rav Zakoi said. So Rav Yechon says back. And he's showing the amav mi amav. I dash the word me amav. It's enough to be me amav, partly me amav. Lahavi b'sula abav and beiz amim. Ba'at amas geres b'kano. You see, has to be dafki geres b'kano. V'sulay, and that's it. And the word explains what I just spoke out. My shnei amim. Ilay ma'amaynish nosa amaynis. Umay m'shnei amim. Deschar masurim nekevis mutarois. Hainu geres b'kano. That's geres b'kano, because that's mutter digger marriage. It's the same thing. Ela ba'amaynish nosa b'as yisrael. We're talking about amayni that married a b'as yisrael. It's not m'kano echad. It's mei amav. Mei amav. And therefore we darshan that case is also mutter. And that's where Rabbi Yechon learns out, it's machshir. As Rabbi Yechon learns kashuf from exeris kashuf, from a pasuk, from a drasha, from the extra word amav, mei amav. Mei amav, like Rashi says, could have said psula, psulas amav, yikach. Why say mei amav? Even mixas amav, ve amacher, it's enough. Which is coming to teach us a case where a ger amoini married Israelis, the child, even though it's asr to do, the child is kosher likahuna. That's the drasha of Yechanan. It means Rabbi Zakkai learned dafka has to be mekana ech mekana one geres mekana, which means from the same mekana usually means a base. From the same base, they're both mutter to each other. That's when it's mutter koyim, but not if there's an isser. But Rabbi Yechon Taichus me amav, even partially me amav, and therefore he learns from there a hechsher of a bas amoni to marry a ger amoni that marries a bas Yisrael. I just want to finish this gemara because another drasha, a different way of learning the drasha, how he knew that we're talking about a ger amoni married a Yisraelis. What?
Mitzi Rishon, they married Mitzi Rishon, the same kind, and there was definitely.
But there, it's not an Ostic marriage, but the children are Mitzvusheni.
Mitzvusheni like, is like Mary-Kai?
No. That can't marry anyone. They're Mitzvusheni. No, yeah, no Issa-Takuna. You're right. There's no Issa-Takuna. But Kana is no Issa-Takuna there. The Issa-Pashi is Mitzvusheni. Can't marry anyone. You can't marry anyone. Same thing, Amoin, the son of Amoin also is Mekana Echad, and he can't marry anyone. If the Ger Amoini is married to Israelis and they have a boy. This is talking about the kahuna. This pasuk is talking about kahuna dafka. Then the kahuna, that even though there's no psul kahal, is there a psul kahuna or not? So that's what the Tanakh Kam is saying. The only time it's not a psul is kanecha, but if it's ba'aveira, then there's a psul. Mashenkein, Rav Yechlin says, no, mei amav, the chiddush, that even though there's an isser here, still mutter. Vikadamri, a different way Rav Yechlin knew that we're talking about a case of a ger amoni married Israelis. Vikadamri, amalani, shayna, amav, me amav, Dars like this. It's like we dash in like double things over here. Lahavi psula that comes from two amim, which is Israelis and a ger, and that ger is from an am that has two amim, which is amoini and amoinis. That's how we dash in. It's amav me amav. We dash in. It's a am that comes from someone who also has two amim. So it means. We have here a ger amoini married to Israel, which is two amim, and that ger itself comes from two amim from a nation that the amoini is aser and the amoini is mutter. That's how he darshens. Omla anisha in amav ma'am lahavi besula habam shnei amim uma'am sheyesh shnei amim v'at am is ger is bekam suloi. So what's the difference in two drashas? V'lahach lishna bas mitzvi sheni chel kunim nolei. You know what the difference will be like this? We said two things. We're looking at two things. A ger amoini to marry Israelis, the child is mutter. You know it's aveira. It's another case. He said a mitzvah sheni to marry Israelis, the child is mutter. So even in the first drasha of me amav, simply me amav. So they're both me amav. They're both cases where the man is the usher and the Israelis is the mutter. It's me amav. But now that we're saying the drasha works as like amav me amav, the ger itself came from two nations. The mitzvah over here, it doesn't come from two places. Because the mitzvah doesn't come from a place where the nekev is amutter. Amoini comes from a place where the zach is aser and the kev is mutter. That's why it's called two amim. But by mitzvah, you don't have a drasha. So if you're the second, ikad amri, if you're the second way of learning, hey, you know mitzvah sheni. V'lachlish nabas mitzvah sheni, k'shele kuna menale. V'chitim di'af ma'amoini shas bas yisrael. May you learn after the case of amoini aser. That you have a drasha for. Amoini married bas yisrael. Ma'la amoini shas bas yisrael, shekene kev is mutaris. There, it has a ma'ila. That the nekevah is amutaris, maybe that's why they're the children of mutter. So tomorrow, mitzvah sheni shenasa mitzvah shniya yichiach. I'll bring you a raya from mitzvah sheni shenasa mitzvah shniya. They're the children of mutter. So that's where you can learn that from. We can learn that from there really. That the two children of mutter. No, but there is different. There's not avero. Mal mitzvah sheni shenasa mitzvah shniya shkayim b'asav avero. It's not b'asav avero. So tomorrow, Moini Shas Bas Shal Yechiach, where there is Aveira and Shal's Mutter. But no, where there the cave is a Mutter. So you go back to Mitzvah Shnos and Mitzvah Shniyah, where there it's the cave is not Mutter, but, and there is all the children of Mutter. But there is no Aveira, because not in. And we make a Tzara Shava. Rashi says, what's the Tzara Shava? Hatzara Shava Shem She'ina Berev Kal Bitek Shera, which is Shver, because he's supposed to say Hatzara Shava that there's a Kula. A tzara shav that there's a kula because he's making a kula. So the Maram says that tzara shav is a tzara shav. They both have some kind of het into klai Yisrael, and some kind of het into klai Yisrael, and they beat this kshera. So I'm Rav Yisrael and Shemana led Rav Yehuda. I heard him saying his drasha. I'm coming. You know what he was saying? He was saying really this drasha. So just a very quick recap. Rav Yechon comes out. Rav Yechon's lacha is that a ger amoini marries a bas Yisrael. Even though it's an iser, it's also. And also a mitzvah sheni marries a bas Yisrael, which is an iser. The child is kosher l'kahuna. The child. Now, if it's the halacha is if it's a a boy from the Amoini, the boy will be Aser, obviously. But if it's a girl, since Amoini lo Amoinis, it's only a Shaila of Kahuna now, and the Shaila here is not, even though it's a Biyasa Ba'Aveira, according to Rabbi Yechanan, the child is Mutter le Kahuna.